Well, my family enjoys traveling to Michigan to visit our cousins across the border. And many times the trip is very uneventful. It's just straightforward, no twists or turns or difficulties. We usually attend some sort of sporting event when we're down there. And most recently, we attended an event at the Joe Louis. It's the Little Caesars Arena now. And we went to Little Caesars Arena. I didn't realize that everything is cashless nowadays, but apparently, for parking, it's still horse and buggy, it's cash. And I didn't have this. And so we drove around the arena and the event was gonna start soon and went from one place to another. And finally, by the grace of God, right across from the arena, a parking spot opened up and I was able to fit my truck in. Whew, Bob's your uncle, life was good. It cost me $2 at the metered parking. As a fiscally conservative, Presbyterian, this was music to my ears. But other times the journey is a bit more challenging. The one time we went down, Daniel and I, and we had a great trip with our cousins. And on the way back, we went to the Henry Ford Museum and saw the wonderful history of the automobile and the airplane and all sorts of things. It was amazing, the tractors. And as we were going home, we decided to go by the road of the bridge in Windsor. So we went through the tunnel, through the other side, and about an hour across the border, I get a text from my cousin. Sean, you left your CPAP machine at my house. And it's sort of life and death with me. I have 40 times an hour, I stop breathing. So I need this thing when I'm sleeping. So I had to drive all the way across and go an hour to cousin's house and an hour, to make up ground. And I'm kind of one of these guys that's like, we gotta make good time here. Life isn't always smooth and easy. It's not a beautiful parking spot right across from the arena. Sometimes life throws ups and downs and difficulties along the journey. And we don't know whether it will be smooth or stressful. As we begin 2025, we don't know what kind of journey lies ahead, whether it will be straightforward or more complex. Reflecting on the wise men's journey from Matthew 2, it offers us insight and hope for our own path as well. They embark, the wise men, on a long and arduous journey from the east, Persia, Arabia, or perhaps it was India where they came from, where Jews had been dispersed, and they told this story of the Messiah and how the Messiah was coming. And yet when they see the star and they hear the stories from the Jews, they get moving. They head out on this road, following the star with a sense of adventure and anticipation. When pilots Dick Rattan and Gianna Yeager made their historic flight in 1986 with their frail Voyager aircraft, the whole world watched as this plane traveled for 9 days without refueling. It was incredible, the first time. And achievers and risk takers like these two are really admirable. Think about, Christopher Columbus coming to the Americas, or Canadian Alexander Mackenzie going westward, right? A sense of adventure, not really knowing what's ahead of them, and yet they went anyways. Canadian female Jane Franklin, who orchestrated the exploration of the Arctic. Incredible. These adventurers arouse our admiration, or do they arouse our skepticism? The Magi must have seemed foolish to start following a star. They took great risks. They leave behind the security of home and comfort. They even encountered Herod, or Aherod, a paranoid ruler hell-bent on eliminating any threat to his throne. Only divine intervention in a dream is able to change the circumstances. Herod's grasp for power mirrors our world today. We experience selfishness, we experience pride and power struggles in family life, in hockey rinks, communities, workplaces, in politics, even in churches sometimes. Leaders jostle for control. Politicians fight for survival, while others circle like sharks to take over. Dictators wage senseless wars without concern for real human cost. Humanity often prioritizes greed over compassion. There is the poison of jealousy, the entertainment of impure thoughts, and the perpetuation of destructive habits that play out in selfish ways, sometimes in our lives. Sometimes the darkness around us feels overwhelming. Discouragement, anxiety, and disappointment can seem a whole lot louder than the good in our lives. Yet the story of the Magi reminds us that even in a world filled with Herods, God is still at work, guiding us towards the light. The good news of the Magi's journey reveals a profound truth that God is present with us. God is with you. The Magi's discovered an immense secret on the journey. They had an epiphany, not only the secret of a star, but the secret of the whole universe, the secret of God's love for God's people. This is what they discovered in the child, that Emmanuel, that God is with us. The same God who guided them is the same God who is guiding us today. The phrase, they returned by another road, is significant. Meeting the Lord changed them. They were different people from who they were before they met the child. It sent them in a different direction in their life, and they were changed. Even the hardship that they faced on the road was transformed by God in a different way. I've experienced this in my own life. One night, I was certain I needed to address a situation in my life. And I went to bed that night, and I had a rough ride of a sleep. I was tossing and turning. Finally got to sleep. I played some music app, and I was able to get to sleep. But on the journey of my nighttime, I had this dream. And the dream was like, I can't explain it, but it was like, warning, don't do it. And so I was kind of like, oh, is this like somebody trying to throw me off? Because I was convinced I had to talk to this person and tell them something that was really, really important. And then I had this, I could feel it. And don't do it. So I went to see that person, and right away I got the sense, oh, I am not to share my really great thoughts about what I was going to say. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for that dream, because I think the results of that, and I've done this before, where I've made a mess of a situation when I didn't have to insert my opinion on a situation. Thank you, God, for that dream. God's gentle guidance spared me from a host of hardship. God still guides. God still leads. God still inspires today. Just the Lord, like the Lord did with the wise men. Personally, I was very thankful to be able to have that inspiration on that particular dream, I believe. Have you heard the joke of the three wise women? Have you heard this one? The three wise women, they're talking about the three wise men, and a woman asked her pastor, she said, do you know why God gave the star to the wise men? And when he professed his ignorance, she told him, God knows men are too proud to ask for directions. If there had been three wise women, instead, God, they would have asked for directions, arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, prepared a casserole, and given some practical gifts to those around. God still speaks. God still gets through to us in little ways if we're open to it. The Magi, they followed the star. They responded to God's guidance, returned home by a different road and arguably a better road for their lives, and actually for the whole world, because as they didn't turn back to Herod, God's saving message, God's saving word, Jesus Christ, got out to the whole entire world. Jesus grew in to God's grand plan for redemption for the whole cosmos, planets, the world, everything. The stakes were so high, and yet the Magi remained in the pocket, in tune with where God was leading them. Friends, God is present with us on our journeys. Are we listening? Like the Magi, we are called to listen for God's prompts and act on them. As Paul reminds us, if God is for us, who can be against us? Yet by living through faith, it does require humility, discernment, and courage to change direction when God leads in a different way, on a different road. We can listen for the Lord's grace through his word, and everything that happens, like a dream or what somebody says, God's word is kind of like that compass too. We test it in there. And if it fits within God's plan of redemption through the word of God, that's a great measuring stick for us too. Because, I mean, you can eat pizza, sometimes like I do, and then have a bad night and think, oh my goodness, God is telling me to do so-and-so. And it's just like, no, Sean, you were a bit of a donkey for eating all that pizza, right? Anyways, that was not on the script. But we are called to, once we have encountered the Lord, to move down a different road, a better road, chart a different way in our life that isn't clouded by pride or impure thoughts or selfish behavior. This is the key, friends. A different road is the key to 2025. We are a people who have been changed by God's grace. We are Presbyterians. We are people of grace. So we stay in this pocket. But it does lead us, you know, God, our response to grace is now leading down a different road, a better road, a road of joy and compassionate care for our neighbor. This is the road that it leads us down. So yes, we encounter the grace of God and we are safe and secure in the Savior's arms, right? If God is for you, who can be against you? 100%. But it leads us down a better road. And we have a part to play in that. The Magi, when they encounter Jesus, they're forever changed. They return home with joy by another road. And in the powerful poem by T.S. Eliot, he's speaking in the first person as one of the Magi. At the end of this poem, he reflects on how he is changed forever by the journey. Here are his words. We are led all that way for birth or for death. There was a birth, certainly. We have evidence and no doubt. I have seen birth and death, but had thought they were different. This birth was hard and bitter agony for us, like death, our death. We return to our places, these kingdoms, but no longer at ease here in the old dispensation with an alien people clutching their gods. I should be glad for another death. God's grace compels us to go home a different way, leaving behind pride and selfishness and sin, and in their place finding humility, compassion, and the assurance that God is with us. There's a story from Queen Victoria's time, I think, that illustrates this well. And the British Express train raced through the night, its powerful headlight piercing the darkness. Queen Victoria was a passenger on the train, and suddenly the engineer saw a startling sight. Revealed in the beam of the engine's light was a strange figure in black cloak standing in the middle of the tracks and waving its arms. The engineer grabbed for the brake and brought the train to a grinding halt, and he and his fellow trainmen clambered down to see what had stopped. But they could find no trace of the strange figure on the tracks. On the hunch of the engineer, he walked a few yards further up the tracks. Suddenly, he stopped and stared into a fog in horror. A bridge had been washed out ahead of them, and it had toppled into the swollen stream. While the bridge and tracks were being repaired, the crew made a more intense search for the strange flagman. But not until they got to London did they solve the mystery. At the base of the engine's headlight, the engineer discovered a huge dead moth that was on the light in the image of this strange flagman that was waving. He climbed back into his cab, switched on the light, and saw the flagman in the beam. It appeared to be that phantom figure. I'm sure it was an accident. It was no accident. It was God's way of protecting us. No, the figure the engineer saw in the headlight's beam was not an angel, and yet God, quite possibly through the ministry of unseen angels, had placed the moth on the headlight lens exactly when and where it was needed. Friends, we don't exactly know sometimes whether God is guiding us in a certain direction. We do have this discernment through God's word. We have the fellowship of believers where we can talk with each other. And we do have that as friends in Christ. We can talk to each other. It is good. And, you know, you can talk to me as well. As we step into 2025 together as a family in Christ, our journeys may not always be smooth. We don't know what's ahead. We may face unexpected challenges, detours, or moments of doubt. Yet, like the Magi, we are not alone. God is with you. God is with me, guiding and directing us toward hope and grace. This year, let us remain open to the Lord's presence, listening for his guidance, trusting his plans, and may we, like the wise men, return home by a better road. Friends, may this year be filled with God's grace and love. Whatever it brings us, know that you are not alone, and we are here together. Amen.